And 6:06, it is fair and 65 degrees in Tulsa on our way to 87. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. With no last-minute deal, a partial closing of the federal government is now underway. Catherine Roberts is in Washington, D.C., and tells us about the impact on us here in Oklahoma.
While essential services are operating here in Washington, the closing is trickling down to Oklahoma. For example, 4,000 workers at the Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma City are off work. People applying for home loans through the FHA are finding that process halted, and the IRS has stopped reviewing paper returns. The post office is still open, but the Tulsa Social Security office has no one on hand to answer questions. In Washington, I'm Catherine Roberts for KWGS News.
People looking for health insurance can start enrolling through Oklahoma's federal marketplace today. Coverage will start January 1st. Plans will require different percentages of out-of-pocket costs, but still cover the basic same benefits. David Blatt with the Oklahoma Policy Institute says the marketplace will help insure thousands caught in a coverage gap.
The challenge up to now has been how to cover that portion of the population that doesn't get employer-based coverage and isn't eligible for public coverage.
Information is available at healthcare.gov or by calling Tulsa's helpline at 211.
211 staff went through the training necessary to serve as navigators. Director Jim Lyle says their experience with low-income, uninsured callers made it an easy choice.
We know that the federal government was going to be bringing resources to the state, and we chose to work with the healthcare providers where uninsured people will most likely appear for assistance and became part of that team.
211 can also help people who need information but don't have internet access. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
American Airlines sets a revenue record for the month of August. That is according to figures released yesterday. The airline also announced plans to hire up to 1,500 new pilots. City officials show off the old Morton Health Center site. The center at Pine and North Garrison traces its history back to 1921. It was once the city's black hospital. It was declared a brownfield site because of environmental contamination at the location. Mayor Bartlett says the city used $350,000 in grant money to clean up the mess.
Grants are given in a competitive environment to those that are good recipients of grant money, that have in place good procedures to monitor, but also to implement the planned use of the money.
The mayor says this preserves the old Morton site and makes it a desirable location for redevelopment. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says assault and battery is the most common domestic violence offense reported to police. Domestic violence is most often reported on Sunday, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's IMSA, the ambulance service here in Tulsa, has been re-accredited by the nation's only commission. IMSA first obtained accreditation 3 years ago in 2010. CEO Steve Williamson says it's a comprehensive process from the front office to the paramedics.
It isn't just a paper in a book. They go out and interview the people that this pertains to be sure that all this information is carried down through the chain in management and also to the recipients of this information on the streets.
Only 149 ambulance services in the U.S. out of more than 15,000 are accredited. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, a high of 87. Partly clear and mild tonight, 68 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 65. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.